I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. For Tuesday, March 19th. No Sarah today, everyone. I think she was at In Flames last night, raging.
That sounds about right.
That's my new favorite metal band. And they're not new, by the way. But anyway, no, she caught strep throat from... Did she say it was Debbie or her son? Either way, she's sick and out today. So we're in. We'll do the usual news and trash and music for you and have some fun. And hopefully she's back tomorrow. Right. You don't believe so?
Well, did she actually say it's strep throat?
I don't.
I mean, forgot what
I
her
saw
text
the text.
Said. I forgot what it said, actually.
And I just was like, super. Well, everybody gets sick. It happens. And it's been going around. So, all right. So, listen to this.
She says, sorry to say I'm getting hammered by what I think might be.
I know. We'll stop there. Excellent.
In flames. Getting hammered at In Flames. Good for you.
We'll go with that. Which may be strep. She's going to go to the doc today to find out for sure.
All right.
Going to get some rest.
So, you guys know my brother as Jan because for a minute there, he worked at Vandenberg Air... He worked at near Vandenberg down south, but he had security clearance and was doing, like, satellite launches. I don't know, whatever it was, I didn't want to talk about him on the air because I didn't want him to get in trouble.
Right.
And I just felt like, all right, well, Jan, the middle brother, funny, and he won't get busted. He's since jumped jobs to UPS and works as a mechanic for their air fleet because they've got all their own planes and they do all their own work.
Your dad was a mechanic too, right?
He started as that, yeah. Uh-huh. He worked at the air for... He started the Marines, then worked for the airlines his whole life. Anyway, and yes, my dad got him into that because my brother was one of those dudes who my dad was extremely worried about. Very.
He could go either way.
Extremely worried about. Which really plays right into this story. So UPS has been in negotiations for I don't know how long about their labor union contract. They're, in fact, they're like years over their contract.
Wow.
So they just signed it, which means all this pay is years of retroactive pay got handed to the funnest brother of all time.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
It's so awesome to watch. So,
what's he going to buy?
Well, it's already happened. That's why this story's... It's just classic. So... Does my brother Jan, Keith, whatever you want to call him, go and put some money into a 401k or a high interest savings account?
No.
This is, by the way, this is my brother who he's never really had a girlfriend because they tell you to do stuff and he's not willing to do any stuff ever at all.
It sounds like the old you.
I have always had girlfriends and... He's never, I mean, it's extreme. He also is the guy with the pool table the minute you walk into his house. He's the guy who...
How about the motorcycle?
He has a pizza oven and a slushy machine at his house. He has not a motorcycle, four of them.
Oh,
and what did I tell you they were? He has two of the fastest motorcycles.
Hayabusa.
He has two of those. Not one, two.
Why does he need two?
I don't know.
How much are those, Bryn? What do you think?
When they're new,
average
they can
model.
Be, yeah, you know, about 15.
They're not that much. Motorcycles aren't, unless you get, but he also has two other motorcycles, a Harley
nice.
Classic. He's got four bikes, five cars. And he took...
Four bikes, five cars.
For one guy.
Right.
That's awesome.
One of them's a monster truck of all the things, too.
Does he keep everything at his house?
The garage is filled with things that are, like, sideways in... So he bought... So my mom goes, he's getting all this money, and I don't know how to keep him from spending it. My brother's like the guy who goes to the bar with his paycheck and buys everyone drinks, doesn't think once about how he's going to eat the rest of the week, leaves that night having had the best time, and wakes up in the morning and goes, oh, no.
I don't have any money.
How am I going to eat?
You only live once, you know?
Right.
Yep,
well,
that
good.
True.
That's good on him. You only live once, and so he bought with all the loot he got in retro pay another car.
Oh.
And the best part of it is, since my mom is staying with us, this was just fun at my house last night. He calls on, what do they call that? FaceTime. And my mom is, she's been grinding on this. She's like, please tell me. Well, first, she goes, where are you? And he goes, oh, you want to know where I am?
At the dealership.
No, he's already home with the car.
What did he get?
He bought a classic Mini Cooper.
Huh?
It's the tiniest little... I don't know why you'd buy it in a million years. I have no...
Well, mechanic. He probably wants to do something with it, right?
Must.
Mm-hmm.
But he spent over 20 grand on this car.
Well, those are expensive, those cars. I mean, I'm looking at a couple. They're super cute, the classic ones.
I don't get it. But he's like, all right, let me show you where I am, Mom. And I don't know why he takes such great pleasure in torturing her, but he shows her his new car, and she's like, you spent all the money. He's like, no, I didn't spend it all yet.
Uh-huh.
But man, if it isn't cool to watch someone just not care and live their life. And I'd love to talk to him and say, you really gotta. But it's not ever gonna sink in.
Mm-hmm.
He's just that guy. He's just doing him. And when he's old, I don't know if he'll have any dough or...
Or a partner.
Right. But he's happy.
Well, they have cars, though.
And he got a new car. Well, part of the reason I wanted to tell the story is, how many cars do you have? Plenty, right?
Me, I have two cars. I don't know about my family. I have two cars. My SUV and my little car that I drive here. It's great.
The little electric
car.
Right. Mm-hmm. But your dad's got...
Yeah, more than he can handle.
Right.
For sure. More than I can handle.
So you can relate.
I can, yes. And my dad's also a mechanic, so he has that weird mentality of, you can never have enough cars.
Right. And so does Johnny V. How many cars does he have? Three?
We have five altogether. And as I'm saying five cars about your brother, I thought, oh gosh, we have five.
Right. So there are those people who...
He loves the cars.
You just keep getting them because for some reason, there's some space in your heart for more.
Uh-huh.
So there's the story of the day, which is, you only live once. Go buy a Mini Cooper.
So he's going to be up for the wedding, right?
Yes, he'll be up for the wedding.
Are you going to consider having a little come to Jesus with him?
No, I'm telling you. I've talked to this kid. I understand who he is, and I have no interest in changing him. Yeah. Everybody knows who he is. My mom, if she wants to grind him, that's mom crap. She can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in it. I actually like that he doesn't go around sweating stuff.
The small stuff, probably.
I would have been all, this has to go to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I wouldn't have had any fun with it. None.
And it makes him happy.
And he's so happy. You should have seen the smile on his dumb face. He was so happy and just like, yeah, I got a new. And then she's like, what are you going to do with all these? He's working some deal where one car is going to go and this one's coming in. Uh-huh. But
oh, good for him.
Who knows? It's just so funny.
Does he work on the cars?
He does, nonstop. Mm. Part of the reason he's not as active in the dating world is because he loves to walk into his garage on his day off and stay there all day.
He's a motorhead.
Nice. Now, I like it. I think that there's so many unhealthier things that he could be doing.
Sure.
Sure.
Right? Yeah, it's not a problem.
No, that
it's not.
If you had a wife, it might be a problem.
Right. Well, that's no one would be putting up with that crap. No one ever.
Not all the time.
No. So anyway, that was what I was up to yesterday. Was what the we FaceTimed, and it was just classic watching him unveil his latest treasure, or waste of money, however you want to look at it. One of the big announcements that came down yesterday, and it was everywhere, so I don't think I'm blowing any the Metallica the opening the Chase Center, right?
Right.
So that's a huge deal as Metallica is going to rejoin the San Francisco Symphony. They played once in Berkeley in 99, so 20 years ago. Was that 20?
Yep.
Yeah.
20 years. So 20 years ago, they did a huge performance, and I think they even made a record of it. So we may have some songs to play for you as... do we have...
We have tickets at 8 o'clock, Vinny.
We do. Okay, so...
We'll do a Color 97. Metallica is going to be performing special one-night performance at the Symphony, or with the Symphony.
At the Chase Center to open up the music
of the
side
opening,
of that venue. They'll obviously be the home of the Warriors, but also lots of shows to come. Mm-hmm. And they're teasing and will be announcing... many more shows over the coming weeks.
Teasing is right.
I have
their little news release here, and there's different times. What's today's Tuesday?
It is.
March 19th at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. they'll be announcing more. Wednesday more, Thursday more, and looks like Friday.
Oh, so today at 10 a.m. there'll be more announcements.
Yeah, I believe so. That's what the news release says.
Okay. All right, so that's something we have tickets for. Also, we'll talk to you more about Outside Lands a little later on in the show. Again, Sarah's out sick. She'll be hopefully back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we'll play a bunch of songs, do news, do trash. In fact, trash is up with Yuzette after these. After this. Are we playing a song?
KLLC FM. KLLC HD1. San Francisco. San Jose.
Hey, Alice.
Waking up the Bay Area. It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.